This is Southwestern Trails, and I'm Eb Eberline. In the studio today with Arizona trail hiker extraordinaire, your friend and mine, Lori Starr, who you all may remember of having been a DJ here on KXCI for many years. Hey, Lori.
Hey, Eb. Thanks for having me.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Not everybody can say they've done one of these big trails.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty exciting. I didn't think I would ever be a person who could say that, quite honestly.
Well, but it's just totally awesome. So what was the impetus? What was the spark that said, I want to do this?
Well, mine is sort of a story of procrastination because I said I want to do this probably back in the early 90s. Like when I first learned about the Arizona Trail, I remember saying, I want to do this. I want to do it. And that went on, and then and you have kids, you raise kids, and you have all kinds of things got in the way. And one day, I don't know what shifted, but I was hiking. I've hiked many, you know, day hikes and short backpacks on the AZT, but I was out by Patagonia, and I said, I'm going to do it. And it was a mind shift. Like that was a little over a year ago. I said, I'm going to do it. And I was like COVID chubby, and I was like totally out of shape. And it was the minute I shifted from I want to I'm going to, it just all started falling into place. And I'd never gone backpacking alone before. I've done a lot of backpacking, but never by myself. And so I thought, well, I better try that before I set off on 800 miles.
And I'm guessing you probably hadn't done many like 12 and 14 day backpacks.
Oh, previously. No. Like I think 4 days was the longest. Yeah. And mostly the canyon, like the Aravaipa Canyon, Grand Canyon. Like that was most of my backpacking. So
what was it like prepping, getting ready, both physically and gear wise?
Well, just a lot of asking questions. People like you. I called you. I called Matt Moon. Probably not as much physical prep as I could have. I still was not in the greatest of shape when we embarked, but that changes quickly. Looked into gear. I have my old backpacking gear. My pack was probably 50 pounds. So equipment is much different nowadays. And so that was, you know, took some saving as well as keeping an eye on sales and just to really get. Now my base weight, I think, is 16 pounds without food and water.
Good for you. Yeah, I'm down to 18 myself. Woo-hoo. Now. And some of my gear is still old school gear, but I say, you know, there's ultralight gear and it makes your wallet ultralight too.
That's the truth. But there's also used gear and sales, marketplace. You know, there's ways to get around that. So.
We're going to leave Lori for the moment, but stick with us, dear listeners, over the next couple weeks as we hear Lori's story of her Arizona Trail through hike and how she did something that is very unusual. So looking forward to sticking with you on the Arizona Trail. This has been Southwestern Trails with Eb Eberline.